Thomas A. McKnight, Jr. I'm attending a neurological report. Patient's last name is Leras, L-E-R-A-S, first name Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Address is 3170 Summit Ridge Terrace, Chico, California, 95928. Phone is 530-801-1993. Email is lxleras@gmail.com. Date of birth is 3/25/1950. ID is XXXXX3092. The pharmacy is CVS/Horace. Mail order Optum. The date of this evaluation is 2/11/2026. Insurance is Medicare/AARP. It is addressed to Dr. Robert Avila, A-V-I-L-L-A, D period, O period. And that will be at Mangrove Medical Group. Their address is 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509. Phone is 530-345-0064. Fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of early onset Alzheimer's dementia. This begins with, Dear Dr. Avila, I saw Linda Laris for neurological evaluation for history of cognitive decline. And the results of her laboratory and imaging testing. She is a 75-year-old left-handed woman, complaining of memory loss that she has experienced for 2 years. She's been told by family members that she is forgetful. She has noticed problems with judgment and decision making. She did not report a loss of interest in her usual hobbies and activities. She doesn't give a history of repetition of statements or questions. She has reported difficulty in recollection of new information and utilization of gadgets. She doesn't report difficulty with finances or recollection of events. She denied sadness or depression. She gave a history of suddenly falling asleep, a long-standing issue for her. She's not taking sleep aids. She's otherwise quite active, exercising regularly. She has no difficulty driving or going places or shopping. The most recent B12 level was 544. MR imaging of the brain at Enlo Advanced Radiology has been reviewed with her history of poor short-term memory. Brain scan showed no acute stroke hemorrhage, no unusual mass effects, or midline shift. There was mild periventricular white matter disease. Suspected due to chronic microvascular ischemia. Flow voids in the brain were unremarkable. Sinuses, orbits, and mastoids were well aerated. The MRI study showed no acute intracranial abnormality, but evidence of white matter disease. The study was completed on July 1st, 2025. New paragraph, previously, she underwent cervical and lumbar spine surgery. Her medical testing showed evidence of hyperlipidemia, hearing loss, and kidney disease. She is a retired sheriff with a high school education.
3 years of college.
Doesn't say that.
Well, I talked to her. She dropped out before she graduated.
She completed 3 years of college. She's a non-smoker. Does not drink or use drugs. Family history is positive for diabetes. She reports normal vision, no headaches, no change in her hearing, no history of tinnitus, no epistaxis or coryza, no obstruction or discharge, no neck stiffness or pain, no dyspnea, wheezing, hemoptysis, or coughing. No history of chest pain, palpitations, syncope, or orthopnea. She's experienced no change in her appetite, no dysphagia, no abdominal pain, no change in her bowel habits, no emesis or melena. She denied a history of urinary urgency or dysuria, change in the nature of her urine. She's experienced no musculoskeletal pain in her muscles or joints, no limitation of her range of motion, paresthesias, or numbness. She denied a history of weakness, tremor, seizures, changes in mentation or ataxia. She gives no history of depressive symptoms, change in her sleep habits, or thought content. In paragraph, her initial neurological examination and general examination were normal. She completed, and this is all in capitals, MOCA, with a score of 26. She had difficulty doing serial sevens. She had delayed recall, 4/5. The AD8 dementia screen was 3/8. The PHQ-9 score was 11. Cranial nerve evaluation showed normal finger confrontation, full extraocular movements, conjugate gaze, no nystagmus, normal facial sensation in all distributions, conversational hearing was normal, symmetric shoulder shrug, head turning with neck flexion was normal, her tongue was midline, bulk and movements were normal. Strength was 5/5. with normal upper and lower extremity movements. Muscle exam showed normal bulk, head turning, neck flexion, tongue was midline, movements were normal. Reflexes were 2/4 at the biceps and the knees. Sensor examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and cold at the feet and hands. Romberg's test was unremarkable. Language function was normal. She expressed no change in her personality. She expressed interest as to whether she was at risk for Alzheimer's disease, which was discussed with her. Her initial evaluation was consistent with a history of mild cognitive impairment of unknown certainty or etiology. New paragraph. Diagnostic testing showed all capitals an APOE Alzheimer's disease risk value of E4/E4 parenthesis elevated. An increased risk for Alzheimer's disease. This study was completed by the ARUP Laboratories. a whole blood vitamin B1 thiamine level was obtained and was within normal limits. She completed the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, in parenthesis, capital M, small o, capital C, capital A, registration mark, in parenthesis, on February 11, 2026. She did not demonstrate difficulties with visuospatial or executive functioning, naming, attention, including digit reading, listing letters, serial sevens. I'm sorry, she had one deficit in serial sevens. No deficits in language, abstraction, delayed recall, showed 3/5. Orientation was preserved. MR brain imaging, without contrast, completed at the NLO MR Brain Imaging Center on June 30th, 2025, showed no evidence of acute intracranial abnormality. There was evidence of white matter disease in the non-contrast study. New paragraph, a more advanced amyloid PET CT imaging study was completed at the Northern California PET Imaging Center in Sacramento on October 13, 2025. The imaging study showed trace activity in the gray matter of the brain, poor contrast between the gray and the white matter involving the entire cerebral cortices. The PET imaging showed an increased, all caps, SUVR score of 1.42 An abnormal positive score indicating moderate to frequent amyloid neuritic plaques. Similar features are seen with Alzheimer's disease, but may be seen with other etiologies. New paragraph, the MRI scan of the brain without contrast on June 30th, 2025 showed no acute intracranial abnormality. But evidence of ischemic white matter disease. There was no evidence of stroke, hemorrhage, mass effect, midline shift, but some white matter changes in the paraventricular regions. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Linda Laris presents with a 2-year history of mild cognitive decline. Diagnostic evaluation findings of slight cognitive impairment and evidence for early Alzheimer's disease on the amyloid PET CT imaging study. Recommendations. We had an extended discussion in which I reviewed her results and her risk factors for progressive Alzheimer's disease, which she accepted. New paragraph. We are going to refer her to the
Alzheimer's Infusion Center in Marysville
for Leqembi infusions, which were discussed with her and which she accepted today. New paragraph. I will see her for neurological reevaluation when she returns after her first infusion and serial MR imaging studies. Period. I'll send a follow-up report then.